Chairs No Waiting, episode number 618, Mayberry Outreach. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great Mayberry items they have there, like the Mayberry Patrol Car Emblem embroidered cap. Oh, wear your Mayberry pride right there on your head. It's a great-looking cap. Go and check it out at Weavers. And while you're there, check out the Loaded Goat long sleeve navy blue T-shirts. There are multiple colors out there at Weavers, so head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 618 is Dixie Griffith. Thank you very much, Dixie. Man, Andy's daughter herself, helping support the podcast is so great. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always a privilege and an honor to be back here in Mayberry with you. We've got a great show, I hope, lined up. I know at least Randy Turner's part will be, because he'll be coming up with This Week in Mayberry History in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking a little bit about Mayberry Outreach. So that's the first thing. Now, this is not really a Mayberry show tonight. I'm not going to claim this is like all about the Andy Griffith Show. But a few weeks ago, I did an episode. It was, the world could use a little bit more Mayberry in it. Yeah, I think we could all likely agree to that statement, that just a little bit more Mayberry would not hurt us in any way whatsoever. So what I wanted to talk about is just a little bit of Mayberry Outreach. All of us, you and me and all the fans of the Andy Griffith Show, we enjoy ourselves and have a good time. And I think I talked about a while back that we get to sit down maybe when we get home from work or after we've been out and dealing with whatever life's problems might be. We get to sit down for just a little while and turn on that television and hear that whistling at the beginning. And just start to smile and feel the pressure of the day just kind of, I don't know, wash off of us just a little bit. As we watch those episodes, no matter which one it is, even if it's color, we can feel all those problems and issues just kind of go back to the back of our mind, and a smile, a little bit of happiness starts to come through on our face as we watch Barney and Opie and Floyd and Goober and Gomer as they frustrate Andy. But then as that show goes along, we're able to sit back and, I don't know, just realize how life is a lot better than maybe we thought it was 25 minutes ago. Because we've watched Andy go from maybe being frustrated to once again, all is right in the world. We get to see all of that. You know, that's just something really special that we get to do, that I think relieves our stress and helps us deal with the problems we're going through or the day, or just to deal with whatever situation it might be. So that's the reason I came up with the idea of this podcast episode, because just some of the things that have been going on around me in the last few weeks. Just a Mayberry outreach. You ever think about it? You know, the folks there in Mayberry, they all had party lines. And for those that don't remember, the party lines, when everybody was actually on the same phone line. Everybody had the same phone line, and everybody's phone rang, but it might ring twice if it was your number and three times if it was your neighbor's. And you could literally pick up that phone and listen in to whatever your neighbor was talking to somebody about. It was that easy to get in touch with one another. But wow, we live in a time now when we can get in touch with almost anybody right from the palm of our hand. You can talk to them. You can send them a message. Type out a note and send it to them. Heck, you can even take it and hold it in front of your face and video yourself and send them a video so they can see you. I was just thinking that the world might be a little bit better place if when you think about somebody, maybe you do one of those things and just reach out and say, hi, I was just thinking about you. Didn't want anything. Just see how they're doing. Check up on your neighbors. That's the Mayberry outreach I'm talking about, because that's what people in Mayberry would have done. If they hadn't seen somebody for a little while, I bet they'd have checked up on them, wouldn't they? Going over to their house or called them up just to see how they is doing. And I got to tell you, some folks have been doing that to me or for me. And it means a lot. And honestly, I've been going through really nothing. Nothing anybody else isn't going through other than dealing with all this weirdness that's been going on in the world for the last year. But everybody's dealing with that. But it's been real nice to have a text message show up in my phone every once in a while just saying, hey, I was thinking about you. You're on my heart. I was praying for you. Just wanted you to know. That's a nice feeling. So what I want to encourage you to do is just get out of your comfort zone just a little bit and just reach out to your friends. I'm not talking about some stranger you don't know. Do it to your friends. And go out there, send them a text message or an email or a Facebook message, or call them and actually use your own voice to speak to them. Now, I know the introverts among us, that might be a little hard, but you can probably write a text message and send it and just say, hey, I was thinking about you. Just wanted you to know. Because that shows you care. And we've talked about it so many times about the Andy Griffith Show, that the show's not so much about anything other than love. That's what Andy said. Those people, those characters on the Andy Griffith Show that lived in Mayberry, they cared about each other and watched out for one another and just looked out for one another just to make sure everything was going okay. And I just want to encourage you to do the same thing. I just think the world might be a little bit better for all of us, including you. Because you know what? You'll get a blessing out of it too. When they write you back, you know, thank you so much. You just made my day. Hadn't thought about it, but you know, I appreciate you getting in touch with me. Not saying to do it for that reason, but you'll be surprised. Just challenge yourself. See what happens. And let's just see in the next week or two if we can make a little bit more Mayberry in this world when Lord knows it needs it. So I want to encourage you for that. And, you know, not trying to preach at you or nothing like that, or tell you a lesson like Andy always taught Barney. I'm just telling you something that's been on my heart. And I just think it's a Mayberry thing to do. We can do that, and how easy it might be. Anyway, that was my thoughts. I hope you like it too. So folks, we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. And then following that, I'm going to get back with you and talk some about his topic, because I really like his topic, and I know you're going to too. So Randy, I think I'm going to hand this over to you, and I know you're going to do a good job because he always does. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's head over to This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Easily one of the most beloved characters in the Andy Griffith Show, Floyd the Barber had that status due to the comedic genius of Howard McNear. Howard was born in Los Angeles on January the 27th, 1905. He began studying acting at a theater school there when he was only 15 years old. After just a year, He left to join a stock theater company based in San Diego and spent the next 12 years touring all along the Pacific Coast in various company productions, often as the leading man. As Alan talked about in Two Chairs, No Waiting, number 389, Howard acted extensively in what we now call old-time radio. He became one of the busiest character actors in that field. He appeared in various programs, but early in his career, appeared most often in Lux Radio Theater, an anthology show where McNear sometimes doubled up and played two different characters in the same episode. While Howard excelled in comedic roles, his early radio work was often serious. September the 20th, 1937, saw his debut in the first role for which he was more widely known. McNear played Clint Barlow, a member of the police force and the uncle of the 15-year-old title character in Speed Gibson of the International Secret Police. Gail Gordon, better known to later audiences as Theodore J. Mooney in Lucille Ball's 1960s second sitcom, The Lucy Show, played the villain of the series, the Octopus. Howard's career was interrupted by World War II. He enlisted in the United States Army Air Forces in November 1942. After his discharge, he returned to radio. McNear later created the radio role for which he is best remembered when cast as Doc Charles Adams on the popular CBS radio serial Gunsmoke, a role he played from 1952 to 1961 for the entire run of the program. Envisioned initially as an Old West emulation of the popular radio detective series character Philip Marlowe, the show's producers wanted a Western that was aimed at adults instead of a juvenile series such as The Lone Ranger. Howard's television debut was voice work in what some say is the earliest animated TV show, NBC Comics, though that distinction is more appropriately held by the 1950 cartoon Crusader Rabbit, since NBC Comics had only a few animated effects, with most of the image just being camera movement, what is now known as the Ken Burns effect, over static drawings. The show actually predated Crusader Rabbit by a year, since it started in 1949 as a syndicated release called Telecomics, before NBC bought the show. In 1952, Howard made his live-action debut in an episode of the anthology show Four Star Playhouse. Howard's film debut came the following year in an uncredited role in the 1953 film Escape from Fort Bravo. From that point on, Howard was a busy actor in both films and episodic television. After playing three different characters earlier, Howard played his first recurring role between 1957 and 1958 as Cuthbert Jansen, a widowed plumber and the father of four daughters, the Jansen girls, Jean, Joan, June, and Joy, in the George Burns and Gracie Allen show. Howard had a guest shot in It's a Great Life, which co-starred Francis Bavier. He continued to appear in anthology shows such as Screen Directors Playhouse, Playhouse 90, General Electric Theater, Chevron Hall of Stars, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and others. He appeared in Lassie, I Love Lucy, and played a barber named Andy in an episode of Leave It to Beaver. He appeared in the 1954 comedy film The Long, Long Trailer, starring Lucy and Desi Arnaz, and played a doctor testifying in a criminal trial in director Otto Preminger's classic film Anatomy of a Murder in 1959. Howard played other recurring characters between 1958 and 1960 in the TV series The People's Choice, The Real McCoys, The Donna Reed Show, and The Ann Southern Show. And, of course, he played Floyd Lawson for the first time in 1961 in Mayberry Goes Hollywood midway through the first season. The role was originally played by Walter Baldwin in a single episode, but Howard was brought in and appeared in the very next episode to air, giving the character a different twist, and in the process, making him one of the most beloved characters in the series. His frenetic, nervous mannerisms and hesitant speaking style provide, I think, some of the funniest moments in the show. Indeed, the one thing consistently said by other actors about Howard was how challenging it was to try to get through a scene without bursting into laughter. Both Andy Griffith and Don Knotts said Floyd's character mannerisms were not all that different from Howard's own. We'll hear more about the great Howard McNair next week. So that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of what Randy's doing, yeah, you can check him out at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com.
Hey, thanks, Floyd. Hey, all right. So, yeah, it's great to hear from Randy always. I love to hear his great reports. Of course, I have a little special spot in my heart for this particular one, but it was great. So much to know about Howard McNair. And like I said, I definitely have a sweet spot for Howard McNair and loving everything about him. Can't wait to hear next week. So tune back in next week for that. So I wanted to mention a couple of things. We've got a brand new podcast. It's not really new. He's been doing it for a little while, but Brian Rose is doing a podcast called the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotional. That's now at Mayberry Podcast. That's the same place where Two Chairs No Waiting and Burke on Mayberry and the Mayberry Bible Study Podcast, they're all located there. So if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, it'll take you right there to the front. You'll see it. It says Mayberry Podcast. And if you click on the Mayberry Devotionals, it'll take you to the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotionals section of the Mayberry Podcast page. And you can go check it out. You can do the same with Two Chairs, Mayberry Bible Study, or Burke on Mayberry, and check out all the episodes of all those podcasts. They're all available right there. If you go there, if you go to imayberry.com, you can just click the link on the front and it'll take you right to the site and you'll be able to check out and see all the things. Now, Brian has done a great job. He's doing about a 5-minute devotional on particular episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. So he's doing a great job keeping it to 5 minutes, but I bet you over time it's going to get longer. So if you go to MayberryDevotional.com, it'll take you right to that site. It'll direct you right to it, just like TwoChairsNoWaiting.com does. So congratulations to Brian. I'm glad to have him with us here on the iMayberry.com/podcast website. That's actually where it's all located. So if you go to imayberry.com/podcast with a S, it'll take you right there and you can pick out any of those episodes and search through them and find whatever you're looking for. And I know you'll enjoy it. So go over and check it out and go ahead and subscribe to him because he digs you. So you be sure and dig him back and subscribe. Same thing. Subscribe to Two Chairs while you're there and Burke on Mayberry and the Mayberry Bible Study, which hasn't had a new episode in a long time. It's basically, I've had to kind of quit doing those because of, don't want to get any kind of copyright problems. So those are still there, but they're there. So definitely check out MayberryDevotional.com for Brian's new show. He's at episode 23 right now, and he'll have a new one coming out Wednesday every week, pretty much every week. So be watching. So I had a nice thing come in the mail today. This is one of the things that kind of made me think about this Mayberry outreach and just how nice it is just to have little things. I got a package in the mail today that says, "Chief, I found these off Etsy." So what? And it's called Distilled Cuts is the owner of the shop. And he sent extras for you. They're like little wooden Floyds. So they're Floyd's head that are like burned out of wood. And one of them is on a string so you can hang it on a Christmas tree or something. And the other one's a magnet. So I got two little Floyd's heads that in the mail. Anyway, those are just nice little, they're just little things, but it made my day. I tell you. So that's what I'm saying. If you just reach out to people, not saying send them something, but just just any little thing like that can make people's day. And it, you know, it's just not much. So thank you to Lydia in the chat room for forwarding those along to me. That was so nice of you. I really appreciate that. And I thank the folks at the Etsy site. It's called Distilled Cuts. That also sent it to me. So thank you. Those are really neat, but they're like burned, you know, like burned from wood. If I hold it on the video version, I'm going to just hold it right in front of my own face. And then it'll look like Floyd is hosting the show. That'll work perfect. So, so I have one final thing for us, this episode. This is actually audio that, have been played, is played here on the live show after the recording last week. And I just thought it was fun. This is from 2004. And it's David Browning as the Mayberry deputy, Barney, and me doing Floyd. And what we were actually doing, we were at the VW Boys concert that was held during Mayberry Days in 2004. So this is a few years ago, in 2004. And we're just kind of keeping the crowd entertained while the boys are getting everything set up. And so that's all we were doing here. So we just got up on the stage and just started ad-libbing away. And so this is Barney and Floyd from 2004. And so I hope you enjoy it. It's just a short couple of minutes, and I hope you're going to enjoy this. So, guys, take it away.
Yeah. You know, Floyd's been working on turning his barber shop around a little bit to a barber shop comedy club, and he's going to be the headliner.
I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to try out that story?
How many of y'all were here for the Doug Dillard show? Well, better not tell that story.
Yeah. You heard about my uncle over there, didn't you? Worked at the paint factory.
No, what happened to him?
Yeah, he was over there working at the paint factory, and he was climbing up a ladder over there.
Yeah?
He got to the top rung of the ladder and slipped off of it head first down into a big vat full of varnish.
Oh, this.
Couldn't swim. Oh. Drowned in that varnish.
Well,
yeah, they sent me a letter and told me about it. They said it was a terrible death, but it was a beautiful finish.
Yeah, I had a nephew that worked over at the furniture factory.
At furniture factory.
Yeah, he fell in the upholstery machine.
No.
He's fully recovered now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Went to visit this fella the other day, a fella I know, he got run over by a steamroller.
No.
No, he's going to be okay. I went to visit him at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
He was in rooms 34, 35, 36, 37. Yeah, there was a fella, you know, I went to the hospital to visit that guy. Well, there was a guy right in the bed next to him.
Yeah.
He was sitting there and he looked up at his wife and he said, "You know, honey, here I am sick in the hospital and you're here with me." Because I remember back when, when I was going through everything bad, you've just been there with me. When I lost my job, you was there. And, you know, when they foreclosed on the house, you was there. And when the car wrecked, you was there. And, honey, I've come to think you're bad luck.
That's good, Floyd.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that comedy club will make it.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't even remember who sent me this, but I appreciate it, whoever it was, because they didn't write their name on it. But if you see this, if you watch the video and see the DVD I'm holding up, let me know it was you, because I can't remember. But thank you for sending that audio to me. That was so fun. David Browning has been so fun to just be able to work with all these years as my Barney. And he's kind of stepped back a lot, so I don't get to see him anymore. We don't get to work together and see each other. But I'm having fun working with some of our newer Barneys, and we got Terry and Rick, and I mean we got Barney Woods is doing it too. So we just, you know, I'm having a good time. But boy, I do miss David, because he's the one that taught me into doing Floyd, and it's just been so much of a reward for me to have been a part of just go into these Mayberry events over the years. I'm so thankful for it. So, all right, guys, that is all I have for the podcast. And so I hope you guys have enjoyed it, and I hope you got something out of it. I hope you at least got a smile or something to think about or something along those lines. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear your thoughts, and maybe give us a report if something really special happens when you reach out and just say hi to people. Just say, hey, I was thinking about you. Let us know how they're doing and how things are. Folks, I want to thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. And just know there's a lot of folks like us out there. Until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs.